Entitled mother tries to bribe my teacher to pass her demon child. Ends up backfiring brutally. Here's what happened. Subscribe to Am I the Jerk on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications. A little background, my mom works as the mathematics teacher for my high school. Algebra, calculus, things like that. As a result of being her son, I've gained the best grades in the class thanks to her tutoring me. And I even offer help to anyone for free with the math. The one thing my mom doesn't do, however, is go easy on me or give me answers. I've earned my grades in her class, and I'm proud of it anyway. This story happened last year over the last couple of weeks before finals. For our cast, we have me, the teacher, also my mom, the entitled parent, and the demon spawn. So the demon spawn is just the worst type of person. Off topic, loud, obnoxious, lazy, mean, dumb. Just combine a goth and a stereotypical jock bully and you'll have an idea of who we're dealing with. My mom could tell he was struggling, so she wanted me to try and help him. Alright, as I said previously, I offered to tutor my peers for free, so it wasn't a big deal. So I'd been trying to convince Demon Spawn to let me help him in class, but he always had more important things to do, and said he didn't need help from people like me, but then proceeded to get a 32 on the next assignment. After about a month of me offering to help him and him saying no, I had given up. The next week, Demon Spawn finally decided he needed help. We had a big test coming up, so a lot of my classmates were swallowing their pride and asking me for help. The conversation went as follows.
Hey man, I'm gonna need you to help me out after school.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry, but I'm busy. A lot of people have asked for my help today.
That's bull. Come on, how can you do this to me, man?
Well, I've been trying to help you this entire semester, and...
Don't lie to me, man. You've never offered to help me once.
Okay, look, I'm not free today, but how about tomorrow?
But tomorrow's Saturday.
Yep, I'm free almost all afternoon, so we have plenty of time. We can meet here in school.
I ain't going to school on an effing Saturday, you idiot.
Well, I have work on Sunday and other tutoring sessions, so tomorrow is really your only option.
This is bull, man.
Well, you don't have many options. How about noon?
Fine.
Fast forward to tomorrow and Demon Spawn doesn't show up. I'm waiting almost 3 hours. Luckily, I figured he'd be late, so I brought my homework and got it done. I ended up leaving. There's two more encounters like this before the test, where he begs me to help him and then doesn't show. I finally confront him about wasting my time when he asks me for help the day before.
Hey, original poster, I need you to...
Let me stop you right there. You've asked 3 times. If you don't show this time, I'm not able to help you. Well, guess what? He didn't show up. He had the guts to show up at lunch and demand I help him. I politely told him to shut it. He got a 24 on the test and I got a 95. This process would continue throughout the year, of asking for help and me saying no. One day, I finally said I'd help him, but we'd meet at his house. At 9 a.m, if I'm not let in as soon as I arrive, I'm leaving. I arrive and go to the door, which swings open, practically slamming into me.
It's about time you showed up to one of these things for once.
Yes, I showed up for once. I walk inside, and I swear to God, before I've even sat down at the table...
This is so embarrassing. I don't even know why I'm asking for your help. Someone as smart as me shouldn't have to be associated with you.
You're certainly correct about that.
I mean, really, we both know your mom lets you cheat. It's the only way someone like you can do good in her class.
All right, then. I hope you do well. I never even sat down and was already leaving.
What are you doing?
Well, like you said, someone as smart as yourself shouldn't have to be associated with me. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Or at the very least, learn not to insult people who you need to help you.
How dare you?
Entitled mother comes out of nowhere, sporting the classic Karen haircut and enough fat that she'd probably be confused for a whale if she was at SeaWorld.
How dare you not help my angel?
I'm thinking to myself... Oh, that explains a few things. Mrs. Demon Spawn, your son insulted me and not only seemed ungrateful for the time I'm
F your time! I need your help, you idiot! Don't you understand anything?
What do you possibly have to do that's more important than helping my baby?
Not get screamed at, mostly. I began to leave, with the two of them screaming profanities at me, and entitled mother throwing a cold McDonald's coffee at me. I was done, and got in my car and left. This was the second week before before finals, and the next week, chaos broke loose. My mom and I were looking over assignments for all the classes, seeing what was missing, so we could remember whoever was missing them so they could get it in. Demon Spawn had 13. My mom makes Demon Spawn a deal. If he can get all the remaining assignments in, she'll give him full credit, and won't count points off for being late, but only if all 13 are done by Friday of that week. What follows is him begging me for help, and me deciding it'd help me review for the test. He actually showed up and we worked through the assignments. He was decent throughout, nothing worth mentioning. Anyway, Friday rolls around and he had got them all finished. Not well, despite my best efforts. He seemed to enjoy not listening to my help, but they got done. Finals come and go and he bombs. He has the gall to blame me and my mom for his failures, and tried to imply we had some vendetta against him. I mean, I do, but I didn't sabotage him or try and do anything. My mom tried everything to help him, and gave him more than enough chances to help. His failures were his own. By the end, Demon Spawn was sitting at around a D. So now it's the first day of summer break, and grades are still coming in as finals and last-minute turn-ins still need to be checked. My mom found a letter in the mail addressed to her from Entitled Mother. For some reason, she wrote the entire message to my mom except one phrase on the letter. Not inside like where you would if you were a normal person, but on the outside. It was really long-winded, so here's the important part.
And if all that's not enough, look inside.
My mom opens the letter, and in it, she found $200. And the only other writing in here that was in the normal spot was,
"And there's more of this if you happen to find extra credit you forgot to add on to Demon Spawn's work. Sincerely, Entitled Mother."
My mom took the money, because it's $200, but didn't give Demon Spawn any extra credit. Entitled Mother later emailed my mom another long-winded essay, and asked her to discuss Demon Spawn at the school. Now, our school apparently has a policy that if requested, a teacher cannot refuse an audience by parents, if the meeting is planned to be at the school. So my mom had to go. The next day rolls around and my mom leaves. I'm playing games with my friends, so this is her story as she told it to me. She arrives 1 hour early and waits for them. The time for the meeting comes and goes. She waits an hour after the planned time before they arrive. I guess lateness is genetic. My mom described that she could feel every tremor caused by Entitled Mother when she walked. Entitled Mother and Demon Spawn walk in with the biggest smirks ever and say,
"So how much extra credit has my darling boy earned?"
He was almost given two dozen.
"That's fantastic. I knew I could count on you."
Chances for extra credit throughout the year, which easily would have brought his grade up from a D to a C-. However, he never did turn anything in.
Oh, I see. $300 then. Would that have made him turn in the extra credit?
No. A vein is practically popping out of Entitled Mother's head at this point.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no. Your son has failed this class on his own. I tried to help.
Hey, that's bull. You never tried to help me.
What do you mean he failed this class? Didn't you get the letter?
Mrs. Demon Spawn, whilst I thank you for your letter and the gift inside, I'm afraid I can't pass your son because you gave me a bribe.
It's not a bribe. It's incentive to finally grade all of Demon Spawn's extra credit.
Of which there's none.
Oh, that's like horse crap. I did like 50 of them, man.
Did you hear that? 50. Oh, my darling, such a hard worker. Unlike your spoiled cow of a son.
I'm sorry?
That's right, I said it. And unless you want me to report you for unfairly judging my child while giving that idiot 100% on everything, you'll fix the grades right away.
My mom remained quiet for a moment.
Like, see, Mom? She doesn't even have, like, the guts to deny it.
My mom continued to remain silent.
That's right. You've got nothing to say. It's your fault that Demon Spawn failed. You're a failure of a teacher. Not to mention your son always hated Demon Spawn. Is it any wonder why he ended up with the worst grades in the class with such a biased B-word like you teaching the class?
Demon Spawn and Entitled Mother laugh hysterically, like they've pushed my mom against the wall. Mrs. Demon Spawn?
Hmm? Have you come to your senses? Oh, when can we expect to see the great changes?
Mrs. Demon Spawn, within half an hour, you've tried to bribe me, insult me, attempt to claim you've done work, which you clearly haven't.
Yes, I did, Mom. She's totally lying.
You hear that? We're on to you. We can see through your lies, you whore.
But not only all that, you had the gall to insult my son?
Psh, when did that happen?
I told you, the B-word's crazy.
I want both of you out of my office now, and I won't be teaching your son next year. We live in rural Nebraska, and my mom's the only mathematics teacher of the only high school in, I don't know, 100 miles. So this is a freaking nail in the coffin for these two.
Well, what do you mean you won't be teaching him next year?
Her face apparently twisted back into the same smirk she came in with.
Oh, you're resigning, aren't you? Afraid of what will happen after we report you for playing favorites?
No, I will not be teaching your son. If I'm such a biased B-word and he's such a hard worker and I'm somehow responsible for his failures to even grasp the most basic concepts, I'm certain he can do far better with you teaching him.
But I...
That's bull! You can't do this!
Thank you for helping me come to this conclusion. It's truly the best option. For all parties. You get personalized, unbiased teaching, and I...
But if he doesn't pass your class, how do you expect my baby to get into Harvard, you idiot?
Even if I did... She wanted to say, even if I did pass Demon Spawn, he'd never get into Harvard. He'll be lucky to get into a field in fast food, let alone Harvard. But before she could, Demon Spawn says this.
Is this like payback for me keying your car last week or something?
I'm sorry. What? Demon Spawn and Entitled Mother, realizing that Demon Spawn screwed up, bolted out of there. Well, Demon Spawn did. And Entitled Mother stomped angrily in what my mom can only assume was her best effort to cause an earthquake to bring down the school. Honestly, it's probably the first bit of exercise she'd had in years. When they had left, a really beaten down looking man entered briefly, saying,
I'm sorry about them. I tried.
Before leaving. Apparently, he was the father of Demon Spawn. Demon Spawn moved to a different school over the summer. Here's hoping Mr. Demon Spawn can get away from all that. Though with how big Mrs. Demon Spawn is, I don't think there's anywhere to run her fat can't reach.
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
When being entitled runs in the family, right? This kid was given plenty of chances to do what needed to be done. He chose not to do it and do other stuff instead. That's on no one else but him. Other people tried to help him and he always just stood them up. So what else do you want them to do? And of course the kid's feeding lies back to mom. No kid's gonna admit when they screwed up to their parents. Mom's the one that needs to be skeptical of what her kid's saying. As the mother, there's a 75% chance that he's lying to you. Surely if this is actually his lifestyle, she must be familiar with it, and know that he isn't the perfect little angel that she seems to think he is. So I don't know if she's just deluding herself or what. But either way, she's going hard to bat for him, and it's not worth it. I really do hope the kid was able to get his act together at the new school. We see who his mom is and where some of this influence is coming from. Maybe he should start paying more attention to dad. Dad seems like more of a respectable guy. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below. And don't forget to subscribe. Arrogant couple steals items right in front of me and returns them. right in front of me. This happened when I was working at a big retailer everyone loves to hate. This particular day, I was on self-checkout. It was very slow, and being on self-checkout made it even more so. I was spending most of my time straightening candy or refolding the same cloths that customers would just throw back on the rack as soon as I folded them. At this point, it is worth mentioning, the juniors department was right in front of these self-checkouts, and the service desk was right next to me. I had a clear view of both departments. In walks a guy with a woman and their probably about a year old child in a stroller. They head straight to the junior section. While there, they pick out a pair of jeans or two, look me straight in the eye, and smile. I smile back. At this point, I have no reason to be suspicious. However, I do have a clear view of a large area, and it not being very busy, I'm noticing everything going on. That's why I see when he hands the woman the jeans. She walks over to the service desk and exchanges them. My mouth almost hit the floor. They knew I saw them pick them up, and they had to know I could see them returning them from where I was standing. I get on the phone at my register after they leave the service desk to do more shopping, and call the girl who did the return. I ask her if they returned the jeans, and if they had a receipt. Of course, the answer was no, and her first question was, "Did they steal them?" I let her know what I saw, and she called Assets Protection to the service desk, using our code word as not to alert the shoppers. They review the footage, and sure enough, my suspicions were correct. Asset Protection then calls the police, who are waiting at the entrance when the couple leaves. They check them, and they have merchandise stuffed in the diaper bag and the stroller under the kid. They also charge them not only for the jeans they returned, but also the cigarettes they bought with the gift card they got from them. I don't know how much they stole that day, but I do know it was enough to be a felony, which in Georgia I believe is $500. That was probably the most proud moment of my retail career. I even got a handshake from our store manager, who was kinda hard to deal with. We got along a lot better after that day. This is a classic scammer move. A lot of these places that do returns without receipts, people will try and pull stuff like this. Or they'll sit around at the garbage just outside and grab a receipt that someone just threw out, walk inside, grab the item, and go to return it with that receipt. That one's a little more involved and a little less blatant, but just picking something up off the shelf and walking over to the return desk as if you're returning it is a really gutsy move. Anyone who's paying any kind of remote attention is gonna notice that. In this case, you looked an employee right in the eye and smiled, and still went through with it. Our original poster said that when they exchanged the smile, they had no reason to be suspicious at that time. I think that was the perfect time for the red flags to be going off. He was specifically looking for you. He's keeping an eye out so he can steal something. Once you guys made eye contact, he feels obligated to smile because now he's been caught looking. Trust me, those are the people you want to keep an eye on. Karen smacks her kid when the kid's trying to tell her that she's being a Karen. First, some background. I was 29 at the time when I became the manager of a small retail store in a small town. So, therefore, we didn't have any incidents with outrageous customers. I personally liked this because my self-esteem was very low, and honestly, I just didn't like talking to people. Onto the story. I walk into the store with a couple of customers already looking at items on the shelves, along with one of the employees smiling and waving at me. I smile and wave back, and walk through a door into the break room. I didn't have breakfast that morning, so I grab a muffin and start eating so I can check up on everything. I had recently just started the position as manager, so I wanted to try and be somewhat efficient. A couple minutes later, the employee walks in.
"Hey, there's a lady out there with her kid. She's asking to see the manager. She also says that she knows you very well."
Me not knowing what to do. Okay. I walked outside and introduced myself. "Hello, I'm the manager. What do you need?"
"Ugh, you're not the manager. I knew him. Get me the real manager."
Ma'am, I am in fact the manager. I don't know who else you could be talking about." And then it hit me. She must be talking about the old manager.
"Oh, do you mean old manager?"
"Yes, I mean old manager. Why is this so difficult for you?"
"Ma'am, he doesn't work here anymore. And if you continue to yell, we'll have to make you leave." And mind you, the girl hadn't said a word so far. She just kept looking down, embarrassed.
"Mom, come on. Let's just pay for our stuff and go home."
No, I will see your manager.
Ma'am, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. She eventually just kept yelling and rambling on about how we can't just lie saying that I'm the manager, and that we should be fired.
Mom, let's go! This is why Dad keeps getting mad at you!
Karen looked down at her and smacked her. Nice employee ran around the desk and grabbed the child's hand, and sat the kid down while I called security. Karen went nuts on security, and we called the police. I heard that the Karen had to go to court because she ended up assaulting one of the police officers as well. Even after I heard about everything going on with Karen, I never heard about what happened with the kid. I felt bad. Along with that, I never found out what the lady needed in the first place. I never asked nice employee because she gave me a 2 weeks notice a couple days later. On her last day, I wished her well and never saw her again. What was going on with this lady? Seriously. Unfortunately, like our original poster said, we never even got to find out what she was so heated about. I feel really bad for the previous manager if he had to deal with this woman on a regular basis. She's clearly a little unhinged, at least in this moment. The child recognizes how you're behaving, and your response to that is to smack them? Why? 'Cause they were right and you don't want to hear it? I'm sorry, but you gotta get that in check. You're being a horrible parent to your child. I really hope this behavior isn't a regular thing. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories. Or if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, give Am I the Genius a shot. Everything's linked in the description.